That's Andy. I'm Jeff. Dan Menigan's behind the glass. Meredith taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. I will tell you, I'm very anxious for Sunday to get here.
Are you?
Yeah, because the narrative of the offseason will change. Either that or the overriding narrative of the offseason will get locked in. What do I mean by that? I mean this. Stories like on SI from 19 hours ago. NFL offseason winners and losers. Okay?
Okay.
Winners, Buccaneers Super Bowl hype.
Mm-hmm.
Rams Super Bowl hopes. Ravens secondary, because they signed Kyle Hamilton. Jackson Dart and Brian Daboll, winners. Trey Hendrickson, winner. Raiders offense, winner. Losers, Jerry Jones.
Yeah, that's true.
Browns.
What's it say about the Browns? Just Browns?
Says there's not much the Browns did right this offseason. Says Myles Garrett got his 8th speeding ticket since entering the league. Simply put, just hire a driver already and stop putting people's lives at risk.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Yeah.
But I think they got some things right.
There's more. Hold on.
All right.
So much drama in Cleveland could be easily avoided, but for whatever reason, sensible decisions don't seem to be an option for this dysfunctional organization.
Mm.
Read the room, Browns.
Getting Myles Garrett.
Hold on.
Now I'm all in.
They put the fun in dysfunctional, though.
That is true.
It says, read the room, Browns. Maybe don't be the team that signs wide receiver Isaiah Bond, who went undrafted due to sexual assault allegations.
Who wrote this?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Wow.
He says, Albert Breer reported this about the Bond signing. I can say there were folks internally who weren't comfortable with it, particularly when combined with the team's recent history with players facing such accusations. Then he mentioned Judkins. And
was he not cleared?
Mentioned Deshaun.
Am I missing something?
And then it said, it seemed the Browns were ready to make sensible decisions when it became clear that they were moving on from Watson. Instead, they end a once promising offseason with a handful of irresponsible decisions.
Wow.
Though some of that may be based in things that happened, and Gilberto Manzano wrote that.
Sure, Mike Lombardi didn't write that?
That's funny. This is why I want the season to get here.
Okay.
Can we quit praising whoever? Can we quit bashing whatever team? Let's see what this Browns team looks like on the field, and let's go from there. Clearly, they did not have a good offseason. Okay?
I'll beg to differ on some of that.
All right. Give me two things that went well this offseason.
Mason Graham, Carson Schwechter.
You don't know yet.
They picked up another pick. They picked up another first-round pick. That's not well.
Well, maybe they re-signed. Maybe they traded a Hall of Famer and Travis Hunter to do it.
Okay. They re-signed their star player who said he wanted to leave.
That one I would say is a good thing for this offseason.
They brought back one of their most successful quarterbacks since 1999.
Oh, good Lord.
How do you want to look? Do you want to look at the glasses half full or half empty?
No, I want to see it on the field. I'm just ready to see it. I think the quarterback thing was a disaster. Now, that can change when they get on the field. There was no competition. Pickett got hurt. Flacco got the job. It was that simple, and the two youngsters weren't ready yet.
Okay.
Youngsters. Those two little whippersnappers, they're not ready yet. I think the quarterback thing is a disaster, but it can change real quickly. Could change if Joe goes in and plays really, really well and they win a couple of games.
All right.
It could change if Joe gets hurt, Dylan Gabriel goes in and looks like Mark Brunell. Oh, trust me, you'd take Mark Brunell in a heartbeat, Andy. He'd be your quarterback for 8 years.
Yeah, I'm just wondering why you chose him.
Left-handed.
Oh, all right.
And a guy who came in as a backup.
6'1", I remember.
And became something.
I do remember him being much bulkier than... than Gabriel.
Well, Gabriel's a little guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of his idols isn't very big. Tua Tagovailoa. He's not very big.
Russell Wilson's had a great career at 5'11". Go win.
Kyler Murray's not big. Okay. He's doing all right. Bryce Young's smaller than Dylan Gabriel.
Drew Brees wasn't that big. I get it. Okay.
Right. I mean, but right now I think the quarterback things just looks awful to me.
Drew Aller, 6'5", in case you're wondering.
That's what we're talking about.
And maybe he can play center field for the Guardians, too.
He looks the part.
Yeah.
He looks the part. I'm anxious to see it on the field because I think we're there. You know, it's like, come on. All the storylines gone. Let's play some football and see. Can this defense be what everybody thinks it's going to be?
Okay.
Can that line be dominant? If the defense looks more like it looked 2 years ago than it looked last year, and it wasn't awful last year. It was just a disappointment after a stunning year the year before. If it can get back to that, Andy, this team has a chance to compete each and every week.
I'm curious. Can you give me some positives that happened to this team during the offseason?
Myles Garrett signed an extension.
Okay. We can agree on that.
Yep.
That's it?
Well, I'm thinking. I other than draft choices, who we, let's be completely honest, though I, for instance, you mentioned Graham and Schlesinger.
Is there anybody who thinks that Mason Graham was a bad pick so far?
I chopped you down on that. Why?
Yeah, you think you did, but you didn't, because I'm still standing tall like a tree in the forest, baby. Keep going.
But if you fall and nobody's there. Anyhow, I like those two picks. I think they're going to be good. But I don't think we can say that yet. You know, you can't say, hey, they got Carson Schlesinger.
Schlesinger looks good.
Until we see him out on the field and playing in a real game.
Well, from what I saw in preseason, he looked pretty good. Now, again, I know it's preseason, so I'll take it with a grain of salt. I was impressed, especially for as young as he is.
I thought he did a really nice job.
Yeah.
Mason Graham, everything I've read from any analyst, first of all, watching him on the football field, I love it because he doesn't look like your typical defensive tackle. You know, he's not like a behemoth. In fact, he looks a little small.
So are you saying this is an off-season positive?
No, I'm saying give me 3 or 4 weeks and I'll tell you that it is.
All right.
I mean, every team has a draft, Andy. And every team is optimistic about their draft.
There have been times where we've had guys in here before that probably didn't even want to play football. And for some reason, the Steelers wanted them, and I still can't believe that. But we've had bad situations before.
Yeah, but you didn't know it until they got on the field and showed you.
I can feel good about Graham and Schlesinger going into this thing, and I think I'll feel good weeks into the season, too. As long as they're healthy. I'm okay with it.
Seriously, what else went really well this offseason? I mean, I'm optimistic about the draft picks, too, but until we see them, to me, it's
Rather Miles than saying Garrett. What didn't go well, what went okay? So, tell me what went sideways.
The quarterback situation.
I don't know if again. Let me see what it looks like on the field. I'll give you your answer on that. How do we know the quarterback situation went sideways?
Because the 40-year-old
because Pickett got hurt.
Because Pickett got hurt, and neither Gabriel nor Sanders showed enough in the preseason. Hold on, don't cut me off. To beat out a 40-year-old guy whose best days are behind him. My hope was.
Who was also a guy that brought this franchise the most cohesion and best experience that most people have ever experienced post 99.
Went 4-1 in the regular season, just like Deshaun Watson.
Okay, well, for some reason then, Jeff, people didn't want to hold them to the same standard.
In the same year.
But they want to talk about Flacco and what he was able to do, and they were excited about that.
My only thought about the other quarterbacks, Andy, and I
thought Sanders looked really good in his first start, and I thought Gabriel looked good in his start. So.
Said it from the day that Flacco came in. Boy, I sure hope somebody can beat him out, if only for the reason that he's 40 years old. That would mean somebody did something well, because we know Joe's competent. Joe's competent. Is he great? No, he's not great.
Joe could go out there right now and start 17 games for if they can get all the way through it. I'm not saying he's going to win all 17 games, but I think Joe could go out and start every game for you this year.
Well, he could, but I think that would be...
So therefore, his age doesn't matter.
I would tell you, well, it does matter.
It doesn't.
It doesn't matter if you're starting. It matters how you're playing.
Agree.
So...
And I think he can play well enough to give this team a chance every week on offense.
Maybe.
It may not be pretty in the first half. He may throw a couple picks. But if your defense gets a little bit of rest in between, they will be in every game. I'm not expecting them to make the playoffs, but I think this team will be in every game. Now watch, they'll get blown out the first 6 games, and I'll sit here and eat my words. But I think Joe Flacco can keep them in every game. Whether they can win or not may depend on the defense putting them in an unbelievable position to score or perhaps pick 6 or a scoop and score.
You know, one thing about the quarterback situation, though, that and I'm sorry that I feel this way. I don't particularly care what Joe Flacco does this year. I don't really care what Gabriel or Sanders do on the field either. And the reason why is because I'm absolutely convinced they're taking a quarterback in the first round next year with their first pick, whichever one that is. And they might even trade up to get somebody that they really want. So because I'm absolutely convinced that next year they're drafting their quarterback that they're going to deem their quarterback of the future and then give him a number of years to figure that out. This year is somebody has to play quarterback, so somebody will. That's why I'm not fired up about it. Here's what I hope for.
I hope that either Gabriel or Sanders can break through and prove that they should be the quarterback of this team for X amount of years moving forward.
It would be unbelievable.
So they don't have to say, well, you know, we drafted two quarterbacks. We wasted one of the picks. We get it. We understand it. And by the way, next year we can refix our offensive line, or we can get younger on the offensive line, or we can pick up a wide receiver that can help us for, you know, a good 5 years here with one of those two first-round picks next year, or maybe a defensive back, or to give Myles Garrett a great addition on the other side. Something to use those two picks on other than a quarterback. I do believe we are destined to pick a quarterback next year in the first round, but I don't want to believe it until I see that Gabriel or Sanders has a chance to fail when you give them the opportunity. Give them the opportunity. And again, if you're just looking at a one-year window, I'll ask you, is that enough time to evaluate somebody? They pulled the trigger way too fast on Baker Mayfield, and they still live in regret over that. I do, at least.
I don't think they live in regret over that.
Where would this team be right now if they had Baker Mayfield and those three first-round draft picks? Better than where we are right now?
I would certainly think so.
Okay.
I would certainly think so.
Advantage, Baskin.
Advantage. Is this like a tennis match?
It feels like one today.
Is the entire show a tennis match?
Well, I don't feel like we were sitting at love at any point there, so.
Thank God. I have some preposterous comments from a college football coach. They weren't from Belichick. They're coming up next.